shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Monday morning, and we are talking about a variety of different topics, but I want to, you know, extend another round of thanks to everybody that came out and donated for the Hunger Heroes food drop this past Saturday. We got a lot of people coming up and donating everything from, you know, here's a box of stuffing or a can of cranberry sauce to here's an entire car full of things. People were coming out with cases of boxes of stuffing or cases of cans of cranberry sauce. And this is going to go a long way to feeding those 1,000 families. And next week, well, this week coming up, this weekend coming up, the United Way of Greater New Bedford gets together with all their volunteers to put together those baskets. And then they deliver them to these families for Thanksgiving. It's something that, when you think about it, everybody should be able to have a Thanksgiving meal if they want to. Not everybody wants to. Some people don't treat it as any special day. You know, they might give thanks still. They might be thankful, but they don't feel the need to, you know, cook a whole turkey dinner. If you are going to cook a whole turkey dinner, though, make sure you get your turkey from the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. If you don't want to cook a turkey, but you still want to have turkey, get it from the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. But that's the thing is, you know, it's not everybody's preferred meal. It's not everybody's, not everybody wants to get together with their family. They still want to have a day of thanks. Some people have to work. Thanksgiving was a stressful day in my house for 20 years. Because for 20 years, I had to cover a football game in the morning. And that threw off the entire day for my family. You know, before I was married, before I had a child, before we had to go and visit the relatives, it was easy enough. I would just go cover the game, go to wherever I was having dinner, write the story from there, and then just eat with everybody once I was done. But it got more and more complicated when we had to go to both parents' house, and this person wanted you there at 1 o'clock for dinner, and I'm like, well, I'm still writing at 1 o'clock. I don't get out of the game until noon. So it got really, you know, to the point where I just had to cut myself out of Thanksgiving. Stop making plans around me. Just do your thing. I'll arrive when I arrive, if I arrive. And if not, don't even worry about sending me home anything. And that's how it had to be because I had to work. The very first thing I did as soon as I was done working for the paper was, yeah, I'm not covering Thanksgiving anymore. Now I probably could. Don't tell them. Don't tell Laurie that. I'm not available. But it was certainly stressful to try to plan around that. So I can only imagine what it's like for people that actually have to work that day, whether it be they work early and then they have their dinner later, or they have their dinner in the afternoon and then go to work later. I mean, I like to be able to stop at Cumberland Farms and get gas on Thanksgiving. Somebody has to be there. I like to be able to go to the movie theater on Thanksgiving night to go see a movie. Somebody has to be there. And in fact, I probably will do that. That's kind of, it was always my family's tradition. On Thanksgiving, on Christmas, we went to the movies. We would have dinner, and then after dinner was over, we would go to the movies. And for a couple of years when we lived on the Cape, we had Christmas dinner at Tiki Port in Hyannis and then went to the Cape Cod Mall movie theater. Those were some of my favorite Thanksgivings. Christmases, rather. Because we saw a pretty memorable movie each time, and then, you know, we had a really good meal. Tiki Port, still one of the great Chinese restaurants in Massachusetts. Underrated. When people start talking about Kowloon, and Kowloon certainly deserves its legendary status, but people sleep on Tiki Port. But anyway, that was always, you know, that's what the holidays were to us, was going to the movies. So now that I have the membership at AMC, I try to do that same thing. I don't think I went to the movies on Christmas last year. Maybe I did, but I don't think so. Certainly having the day after Thanksgiving off, I can go to the movies Thanksgiving night. Just, is there something that I want to see? There's a few movies out there that I would go to. I still haven't seen Terrifier 3, but I think that might not be in the theaters by Thanksgiving. Conclave was a movie that I wanted to see. The Heretic was another one that I wanted to see. I mean, I do want to see the new Venom movie, but I can wait to see that at home. So I'll probably be down to one of those two, although something else is bound to come out before then. But I remember going on Thanksgiving to see Home Alone. Because, you know, the Christmas movies all come out before Thanksgiving. We went and saw Home Alone. I was like, this is going to be a Christmas classic. And sure enough, it's one of the few times we all went, the whole family went to the movies, and we left all saying, that was a really good movie. Really enjoyed that. Then I think we saw the sequel in the theater on Thanksgiving or Christmas. Then we started going to the bargain theaters to see movies. You know, not just on the holidays, but just other times. And that's when you went to go see a Christmas movie in July. Because you were waiting like 6 months after they'd been in the theater. They would show up in like the Bijou, or there was a bargain theater in Raynham. So I saw Jurassic Park like 6 months after everybody else had seen Jurassic Park. And then the film broke right at the scene where the T-Rex was going after them. Took like 20 minutes for them to get it fixed. Kind of killed the tension of that moment. I don't think a bargain theater would work anymore. Unless it was doing special events, you know, like special screenings and things like that. I think just having, because now the movies come out so fast on streaming and people are so reluctant to go out and spend money in a movie theater. I just don't think it would work anymore. When the Bijou building was up for sale, a friend of mine said, I want to buy it. I want to run it as a movie theater. I want to bring back the Bijou. It's like, well, I don't know if it'll work in today's day and age, because you don't have to wait. You know, sometimes it took 10 months for a movie to come out on VHS back then, depending on the movie. Usually the bigger blockbuster films, you would have to wait maybe four or five months. So if you wanted to see Jurassic Park, if that came out in, I don't even remember when it came out. Let's just say it came out in May. And you wanted to see that on home video, it was out by September. So, you know, you kind of just, you don't have that time period anymore, because they want to get things on streaming relatively quickly. So, you know, Beetlejuice came out in beginning of September, and that's available for streaming on demand by the end of October. So you're looking at less than 2 full months. So it's really changed the way that people view movies, and I think that has taken a dent out of the theater business, because people do have that mindset of, why go to the movies? It'll just be on TV in a few months. And people are going to go out on Black Friday and buy themselves 85-inch TVs and hang those up in their house. And that's going to be just as good as seeing it on the big screen. They've already got their surround sound unit. They don't have to deal with other people. And when you release a new movie on demand, so you charge $19.99 for somebody to rent that film. But if you go to the movie theater, you're paying $15 for one person to go. If two people go, it's $30. You've already saved $10 by watching it at home. But I like the theater experience. I like it. That's why I have the AMC membership. And if I can't get there every single month enough to use up all of my movie viewing opportunities, I get three a week. So I can see 12 movies a month for $25. I mean, it's the best deal in the world if you're a movie fan. Now, the only catch is I can see any movie in any format. So I can go to their IMAX films. I can go to their 3D film. I can go to any format that I want from AMC. The problem is our AMC doesn't have those formats. So, and I don't think they're ever going to have those formats. And there isn't going to be another AMC built around here because they're not building new movie theaters. So if I lived in a different area, it might be more of a value, but it's still a pretty good value. I just got to go to the movies twice a month to make it worth it. Jessica says, you saw the Thanksgiving movie, didn't you, last year? I did see it in the theater, but I don't remember if I saw that on Thanksgiving. Maybe I did. Because I know I went and saw, was it The Holdovers? I saw The Holdovers and Thanksgiving in the theater, but I can't remember which one I actually saw on Thanksgiving. It might have been Thursday night, might have been Thanksgiving. Friday night might have been The Holdovers. Might have been vice versa. But yeah, I went two nights in a row. So what? So what? Big deal. Want to fight about it? Nobody remembers that. All right. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
What's shaking, Playboy?
What's going on?
Just living and loving. So, I work for SGC, the grading company, right? So they were talking to me about possibly moving me out to Japan. Because I used to live in Japan. And I just stopped there for a few months. And they said something they're talking about before the Super Bowl, possibly. And I'm thinking, that's the first place I ever had any paranormal experiences there. The first time seeing ghosts. So I'm thinking, because what they want to do, they have a place that, like SGC, the other grading company, the bigger one, they're just doing something in England themselves right now. And so they're trying to have a place to grade there. But if I go there to Japan, I'll be doing mainly Pokemon and a lot of Shohei Ohtani cards, stuff like that. A lot of cards down there like that. But that's where their domicile is, their homes are, it's right there. So I don't know. I was thinking, if I do decide to go, what should I take with me to use for experimenting or just picking up something special so I can send back to you to put on Spooky?
Well, I mean, I basically use exclusively now the Echovox app. That's pretty much all that I use when I'm investigating. I still have some of the equipment that I'll bring for the events that I use for people to utilize. Or, if I'm doing something, I usually have a K2 meter or a Mel meter that I'll use just to kind of check the ambient temperature of the room and check the electromagnetic field in the room. But generally, the only thing I do now is utilize Echovox for direct communication. But you can download that for, do you have Android or iPhone?
Android.
So you can download that for, I think it's $20 or $30. And get the latest version, and that'll give you a lot of opportunity. And it records everything so that you'll have the recording of it.
But that's Japanese. My Japanese is very, very sus these days. I used to know a lot more when I was a wee little lad. But, I'd have to have a lot more practice. just thinking that coming in, that language coming in.
Right, if it comes in Japanese. So the idea is that, you know, the spirits should be able to communicate in whatever language you speak, but that's not always the case, because we were at the Sprague Mansion in Rhode Island, and we were getting this conversation coming through, and I was like, it seems like it's trying to say something, but I can't, it doesn't make sense. It's not words. And one of the other investigators came by, and she goes, oh, no, that's Portuguese. And so she took it, and she was walking around the house with it, just talking in Portuguese back and forth with the spirits. So, I mean, I guess, you know, the idea that they could speak whatever language they want means that they'll speak whatever language they want. So it's up to you of whether or not you're going to understand it.
Okay. Let me ask you one other thing. So do you have, like, any, you know, like, sports betting apps downloaded to on your phone?
So I didn't. I had DraftKings at first, and then I made some, because they give you like those initial bets. So when it became legal here in Massachusetts, I put in $20, and I made like $200, and I just left it in the account. And then on Friday, I re-downloaded it because I was going to bet on the Tyson fight. And then someone told me in the end not to do it, and so I didn't. So now I deleted the app again, so I just have that $200 sitting in there in case I ever need it.
Were you going to bet it all on Tyson?
I was going to bet it all on Tyson lasting the fight and Jake Paul winning by decision. So I'm an idiot because I would have won.
See, but I had something like that, but I talked to you, try to call you. But anyways, the woman didn't answer the phone. Anyways, but like I said, I was going to tell you about, there's like, for just $2, you could have got a $1,400 bet off the $2 with that same one that had John Jones.
Yep.
They had that fight, and the other guy would go like, I think like six rounds, whatever it was. I think if it went that far, you could have got like $1,400 off that for $2. And I was going to say something, but when I called you, I was going to say to try to download it. So, but you know, you could like download like I like to use the William Hill, but it's also the Caesar's Palace thing here, and it's free since you know you're over there, and you could take and download it there in your state. But you guys could do that, right? You guys have access. So it's legal to do that.
It is, but not every company has made it into Massachusetts yet.
Well, I know that I looked in on that, just looking out for a fella, and if I would do that, you know, let's say just for signing up, you get like, is it $200 or if it's $50, $200, you get that right there off top of that.
I mean,
and like I said,
I just went with DraftKings because they're a local Massachusetts company, and because I have a friend that works for them, so I wanted to, you know, support them and keep him working. So
okay, well, there's nothing wrong with that. You can still make money multiple ways. It's legal, right?
Right.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I got to hold you there. I got another call coming in, Lamone.
Okay. Tell Skitty hello.
Will do.
I hope to see you before I go. That would be sad. I don't get to see a fella if I do go. You know.
If not, I've always wanted to go to Japan. So
I can't even get you to come to Vegas. I can't get you to come to Japan.
It's hotter in Vegas than it is in Japan.
I'm worried about the quake.
That's true.
It'd be the Harlem Shake all like out there, all over.
Out of the haunted forest.
That's
we'll talk about that a different time. Okay. You have a good day.
God bless. Have a good day, everybody.
All right.
Get ready for Thanksgiving.
That is Lamone in Las Vegas. Oh, sorry there. Let's go to the next call. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Yeah, as far as that Tyson-Jake Paul fight, that was rigged. It was staged.
Why? So I see a lot of people saying this. Why do you feel that it was rigged?
I seen it. They hold the back on punches. They were both pulled the back on punches.
But I don't necessarily call that rigged.
Mike Tyson could have got him in the first round. All he had to do was hit him once. And if he had hit him hard, the kid probably would have been in the ICU. You got to remember something. With these professional fighters, even when they retire, the last thing that goes is their hitting power. Tyson is one of the hardest hitting heavyweights in history. Jake Paul has only had 9 fights, and the rest, one was a boxer, an average boxer, and he beat him. Are you there?
I'm here.
So it was right. And then I seen pictures of Tyson that showed him the next day with black eye and it looked like makeup.
So I think what you saw was an exhibition fight, which is what that was. It was not, no, nobody was trying to hurt anybody in that fight. Nobody was trying to knock each other out in that fight. It was an exhibition fight. And so that's what you get out of an exhibition fight, is you get people that aren't going 100%. So I knew going into it that they weren't going to be trying to hurt each other. And I said, you know, if a knockout happens, it's going to happen by accident on either part, because neither one of them is going to be looking to intentionally knock the other one out.
Well, I want to see Jake Paul fight. He's a heavyweight now on steroids. I'd like to see him fight just an average heavyweight that's in his prime and see how well he does. I bet he doesn't do too well in that.
Now, here's where I would come in and say that, you know, like I said, I don't think it was fixed. I don't think they said this is what's going to happen and it's going to go this way. I think it was just a matter of let's get in the ring and we're certainly not going to you know kill each other. But I think what did happen is when they were having those streaming issues at the beginning, I think they said make sure you go the distance, like make sure you go, because we're not going to have this fixed in time if somebody you know wins in the second round. And so that might have been why Tyson held back a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think Jake Paul can knock Mike Tyson out anyway. He doesn't hit hard enough. If you watch Jake Paul in other fights punch, he doesn't hit that hard. He makes a lot of mistakes. I know Mike Tyson's almost a 60-year-old man, but trust me, if he really hit Jake Paul solid, Jake Paul would probably be in the hospital.
Now, I can't stand Jake Paul at all as a person, as a human being.
He's destroying the sport.
What he's done is he's carved out a niche for himself as an attraction and not necessarily as a competitor. And so you're going to have to deal with that.
Andy Kaufman. He's playing Andy Kaufman is what he's doing.
I don't think so. I don't think it's fixed like it with Andy Kaufman. With Andy Kaufman, that was all a show. That was all a performance.
Wrestling is a show.
But I think in the case of Jake Paul, he cares more about being an entertainer than he cares about being, you know, a world champion.
Well, yeah. That was Andy Kaufman's thing. It was all about entertainment.
Now, if you look at what Logan Paul has done, you know, I don't like the screen persona of Logan Paul, but from everybody behind the scenes in WWE, they say, you know, he's a great kid that's actually learning this the right way. He has made some huge strides in just a couple of years of being a WWE wrestler without the benefit of having the training that some of these other guys do. So
did you see what Mayweather Jr. did to Jake Paul's brother?
No.
Beat the living tar out of him.
But I mean, that's why he's in WWE, where it's all, you know, predetermined.
Yeah, that's where all the cowards go after they lose and they don't have it anymore. They go to the WWE.
No, that's not the case. They're not cowards in the WWE.
Ronda Rousey, once she lost, she ran to the WWE.
Because they've been looking for her for years. Why not go make that kind of money?
Yeah, I understand.
She made $10 million a year.
Yeah. Well, she's not in it anymore anyway. She turned on the company, too.
Well, she had some issues with Vince McMahon and the way that things were being run, and as it turns out, she was right.
Yeah, I think the best thing for wrestling is to get the McMahons out of wrestling, period, and let somebody else run it.
Well, they did.
Yeah, but it needs to go back to old school, not a staged soap opera. It needs to, go back to the old.
What do you think? It's always been a staged soap opera.
Yeah, but it was Roddy Piper was entertainment. It was all entertaining before.
It's still entertaining now.
It's stupid. It's just real stupid.
When was the last time you watched it?
I can't even watch those. I've watched them, but they stink.
Well, your opinion is outdated because since Vince left about a year ago, things have made a huge change, and it's now very entertaining and very well done. So give it another go. I think you'll like it. I got to hold you there, though.
Hey,
I got to take a break.
Can I ask you one more question?
Very quickly.
Don't you think when we were kids, things were better?
Well, no, because I don't live in the past and think that, you know, everything was better before. I can see things for what they are in the future.
It's not looking good, but
All right.
A good day.
You as well. Yeah, everything's always great in the rearview mirror. I got to take a break here. When we come back, we'll hit the news. We'll be right back. It's time to go into the newsroom and get all the latest from Phil Devitt.
Bob. Biden gives Ukraine the okay to use long-range missiles. Just how many people watched the Tyson-Paul fight Friday night? And more Taylor Swift fans taking legal action.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden is authorizing Ukraine to use long-range missiles to strike Russia. Lisa Carton reports.
Reuters is among multiple news outlets reporting the development, which the White House has yet to confirm. This marks a major U.S. policy shift in the closing days of the Biden administration and comes after news of North Korean soldiers arriving on the front lines to bolster Russian forces. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has been requesting permission to use U.S.-supplied weapons to strike deep inside Russia for months. The White House declined to comment on the reports. President-elect Trump has vowed to limit U.S. support for Ukraine and end its war with Russia. I'm Lisa Carton.
President-elect Donald Trump's nominee for Secretary of Defense is admitting he paid a woman who accused him of sexual assault. The attorney for Fox News host Pete Hegseth denies that the alleged assault took place, but says Hegseth paid the woman as part of a civil confidential settlement agreement. His attorney acknowledged that a consensual encounter between Hegseth and the woman happened in 2017, but claimed the sexual assault allegation is merely an attempt to get money from Hegseth. Police investigated the allegations at the time, but did not file charges. Millions of people tuned in to watch the boxing match between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. On Saturday, Netflix reported 60 million households live-streamed the highly anticipated match. Nearly 50 million also watched the co-main event between Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano, which Netflix said is likely the most-watched professional women's sporting event in U.S. history. There were some hiccups during the live stream, with over 90,000 users reporting problems with lagging and poor quality at the peak of the fight. A deadly E. coli outbreak linked to organic carrots is affecting 18 states, including Massachusetts. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Sunday one death and 15 hospitalizations have been reported among the 39 confirmed cases nationwide. Several brands of bagged organic baby and whole carrots have been recalled by Grimway Farms. The carrots are no longer on store shelves. U.S. Food and Drug Administration is warning the public to check their homes, as they may still have some. And hundreds of Taylor Swift fans are filing another lawsuit against Ticketmaster, accusing the company of colluding to drive up ticket prices. Rob Martier reports.
Fans are unable to shake it off, and those high ticket prices. The latest suit filed Friday in California charges Ticketmaster and its parent company, Live Nation, of a pattern of racketeering activity to make ticket buyers spend more than they were led to believe, creating a lot of bad blood. The suit claims Ticketmaster works with stadium venues and others to inflate prices, and fans won't tolerate it. Call it karma. This is on top of a federal suit by the Justice Department in an attempt to break up Ticketmaster for running an alleged monopoly. I'm Rob Martier.
WBSM Sports.
Patriots trying to shake off that loss to the Los Angeles Rams. They head to Miami to play the Dolphins this coming Sunday, and you can hear the game right here on WBSM. Bruins are home in Boston tonight to host the Columbus Blue Jackets at 7. Celtics take the TD Garden on Tuesday. And by the way, heading to the White House to celebrate last season's championship win a little later this week.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
A pleasant and sunny day here on the South Coast today. Temperatures expected to hit near 60, so it'll feel a lot like Sunday. Dry and sunny again on Tuesday and Wednesday, and we're looking at rain possible as we head into Thursday and toward the end of the week, into the weekend. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM. Get all of our content and breaking news alerts with a WBSM app.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And I know there's a lot of things that we have to do that are just requirements, just chores, things that we got to get done. And we don't expect anything in return for them. We don't expect to be rewarded for them. And that's something that you might think about when it comes to laundry, right? It's just one of those things you've got to do. And you would never expect a reward for doing your laundry, except if you go to Dash Laundromat. Because at Dash Laundromat, not only is laundry easier, it's more rewarding. You get a 25% bonus back on all of their washing machines with a deposit of $10 or more. That's more bang for your laundry buck. So when I went there and did my laundry the other day, I put $20 in the Speed Queen app, the app that allows you to pay right there on your app. And you don't need to use the Speed Queen app to use the machines. You can put quarters in. There's a variety of different ways that you can pay, but it is the best way to do it because then you can track your laundry on your phone. You can get alerts when it's almost time for the laundry to be done or when it is done. It's the easiest way to keep track of it without having to sit there and keep watching the machine. How many minutes do I have left? Oh, 12? Okay. I'll go back to reading my book or, you know, like you can keep track. So you can go into Dash, start your laundry, go over to Shaw's and do your grocery shopping and know just how much time you have. It's amazing. And you get that 25% bonus back. So if you put in a deposit of $10 more, I put $20 in and I immediately got $5 back in bonus. So what I did is I paid for my wash with my two washing machines that I was using, my colors and my whites. And then when it came time to dry them, I got them all to fit into one dryer because they have the large 45-pound dryers. I put them all into one dryer. And when I went to go pay to start the dryer, my Speed Queen app asked me if I'd like to use my bonus bucks. I said, you know what? Why not? So it used the money from that to pay for my drying. So I still have money left over in my Speed Queen account for next time. And I can tell you the last time I went and did laundry, which had been a while because I'd wait too long, you know, I probably spent $35 on the washing and drying and all of that. This cost me probably about $11. I have to look inside my app and see how much I have left from that $20, but because I got that bonus money. And that's so easy to do. And I love the fact that I actually got rewarded for it because nobody else gave me a reward for doing my laundry. And if you don't have time to do your laundry, that's okay. They will pick it up. They will deliver it starting at just $25 for up to 25 pounds of laundry. That's $1 a pound. They charge you more than that to drop it off at most other places. This is $1 a pound, not only to wash, dry, fold, but also to pick it up and drop it off. Or you can use their lockers outside of Dash Laundromat, which is located at One State Road in Dartmouth. You use the Dash app. You say, I'm dropping it off at the locker. You type in, they give you the locker number and the code. You put it in. You lock it up. You leave it there. They'll grab it. They'll wash it. They'll dry it. They'll fold it. They'll put it back. And then they'll put it in the locker for you to pick up when you can get over there and get it. Super easy, super convenient, safe and secure, and they do a fantastic job. My clothes have never been as clean as they were coming out of these Dash machines. And it's because everything is brand new, state of the art. I can't even remember the last time I washed clothes in the washer or in the dryer and could see everything clearly because these machines are so nice and brand spanking new. So get on over there and experience what the difference is in doing your laundry at Dash. It's actually, dare I say it, an enjoyable experience. I know it's hard to think of a chore as being fun, but it's pretty fun over there at Dash. So check them out. One State Road in Dartmouth. Download the Dash Laundromat app to find out how to get them to pick up and deliver your laundry and make laundry less of a chore and more of a fun, rewarding experience. All right. 508-996-0500. That is my number here. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We were talking earlier about the drought situation, and we still are in a significant drought status here in southeastern Massachusetts. We're still dealing with, you know, a lack of rain in the forecast. It does look like on Thursday and into Friday, we can finally expect to get some rain. But I don't know how much that's going to save us. You know, we're going to get Thursday, it looks like, just judging by the weather app, you know, the rain's going to start early in the morning, and we're going to get a significant amount of rain, or at least a significant possibility of rain, throughout most of the day. It starts to teeter off around 8 p.m. 7, 8 o'clock, it drops down to 40, 30% of rain. And then on Friday morning, we're looking at about a 30% chance, you know, for until about noontime. But we need every drop of that that can fall on us on those days. And I know some of you are like, oh, I hate the rain. I don't want it to rain. But you know what? We need that rain to happen. If that rain happens, then hopefully we can get out of this drought status. And then you can get out there and you can burn your leaves. You can burn the brush that's around your property. I know there's a lot that's been falling, and you're just stuck right now doing nothing with it because you can't burn it. And not everybody wants to take the time to bag it up and have it properly disposed of. Not every trash service is willing to pick up brush. I used to just put it in the back of my pickup truck and drive it to, we had a you know, community collection for all the brush. But it wasn't the easiest thing in the world. And certainly without that truck, I'm not putting bags of leaves in my trunk of my car. Can only get maybe two in there. So then once I didn't have my truck anymore, I started burning them in my backyard. It was very convenient. But when I couldn't do that, I would compost it. But people are used to doing what they want to do, and they don't like when, you know, these red flag warnings happen and they can't burn it. But that's why we need it to rain. So hopefully you are doing the right thing and obeying those and waiting. And hopefully this Thursday and Friday will be, you know, the end of that wait. We're talking, too, about my new cat, Apollo, A-P-A-W-L-L-O. That's the name that he came with. And Jeff in Fall River says, my cat is my alarm clock every morning at 4 a.m. He makes the weirdest meow. It sounds like he is saying hello super loud. He is 16 years old with slight dementia. Well, but I would say it's only slight if he knows how to wake you up every morning. Apollo has a very, like, stuttery kind of quiet meow. And he certainly, you know, at least as far as I can tell, he's not making noise when I close him out of the room because, again, he attacked me the first night. So I said, yep, we're not doing that. You're going to sleep out here on your, he's got like one of those cat trees. I was like, you can sleep out here in your cat tree. When I opened my bedroom door in the morning, there he was sleeping in the cat tree. And he's very rambunctious, full of energy, wants to play constantly. He has one of those toys where the little feathers pop out of the side of the wheel, and then there's balls for him to play with in the wheel, and then there's a little feathery thing at the top that spins around, and it runs on battery. So those things pop out on their own, or the thing moves around, and he will just play with that all day long. But yesterday we had a couple of times where he got up on the chair with me and just sat and took a nap and relaxed. And I was like, you see, you're getting used to it. You're getting comfortable. We need more of that and less of the, you know, running around and following me everywhere I go because you're afraid I'm leaving you. It's not that big of a house. I can only go so far. And he's not used to wearing a collar. I guess they didn't have him wear a collar before. And so I put a collar on him with a bell on it and also with a name tag and a phone number just in case he gets out. He's fixed. He doesn't like to go outdoors. But I figured just in case he sneaks out the door, you know, we want him to be able to get returned home. So I gave him a collar and it has like a nice little tag on it and a bell. And as I'm putting it on him, he's like, what is this? What is it? And I'm like, no, that's more for me than it is for you because I need to hear where you are. I need that bell. So that when I walk out and I'm like, Apollo, where are you? And I don't hear you. If I just hear that bell, I'll be like, all right, I got a rough idea. Good enough. Because you never know. Cats are wily creatures. They can sneak into places that you wouldn't expect. I was looking for him the other day. I was like walking around, like, where did you go? This is before I put the collar on him. So it was when I let him out of the cat carrier and he was like kind of exploring and getting used to it. I'm like, where'd you go? I'm like looking under the bed. He's not under the bed. Seeing if he tried to get in the closet. He's not in the closet. And then he's hiding behind the toilet. I'm like, oh, okay. That's where you want to hang out. Sure. But so far, so good. We just got to get him to stop the play biting. And I've never, in all the years that I've had cats, never had to trim their claws. I never gave them a scratching post. He came with one. I got him one of those scratching pads where he can, you know, run his nails across the cardboard. But I was like looking it up. I was like, I think I need to take him to have his claws trimmed a little bit because they're abnormally long. So if you know somebody that does that, let me know, because I'm not doing it myself. I could never do it with my dog. I certainly can't picture myself doing it with a cat. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. Let's take a quick phone call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Tim. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I was just hearing your nice story about your cat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my friend has a cat. I babysit her, that cat, quite often. And she brings her cat to Paws and Claws on Dartmouth Street.
Oh, okay.
They're very nice people. And I also bring my dog there for grooming every 7 weeks. Very, very nice woman. And she's got two good, very nice helpers. And I know she does to cut their claws, and she does a fantastic job.
Excellent. Well, I'd rather bring it to somebody that knows what they're doing than try to do it myself anyway, because I know I'd screw it up.
Definitely, definitely. I've been going to her for years, and so is my friend. And they even groom cats, too. Some cats have very long fur, and they do a fantastic job, I'm telling you. I don't have the number with me right now.
No, so I can look it up right here and I can get it and I can make an appointment.
Yeah. It's right past the Stop and Shop. It's on the same side.
Okay.
And, it's a small place, but they're great. They're very, very good.
Well, I will reach out to them. Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome so much. You have a good day.
You too.
And okay. Thank you.
I didn't mean to hang up on that. I guess Apollo's getting a nail trim. He'll be so happy about it. All right, I got to take one more break here before the end of the hour. We'll be right back. All right, another hour down, but stay tuned. We've got another hour to go and more of your calls, 508-9.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
I've been able to live my normal lifestyle, and I've lost 20 pounds already. Changed my life.
I wasn't expecting it to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.